Showtime. Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you feeling today?
Great, man.
Good.
It's motherfucking Leo season right now.
It's what season?
Leo season, baby.
Rio season?
No, Leo.
I'm sorry. I'm having a really tough time understanding what you're saying right now. Legitimately, what are you saying?
I'm saying Leo season.
Oh, as in Leo DiCaprio.
No, I'm talking about all my Lions out there. You know,
The Detroit early, Lions, Ford Field, Detroit,
early early
Michigan.
August
yep.
Birthdays.
Oh yeah. Do you feel close to them? Because as I recall, that's not you. You are neither an early August birthday nor are you a late August birthday. You are a mid August. You have the most middle August of birthdays.
Leos are also mid August birthdays.
You were born at noon on August 15th, 1991.
I was not born at noon.
That's not what I heard. I was listening to this podcast where they said you were born at noon on August 15th, 1991.
Oh, so. Boy. Well, I guess I'm wrong then.
Yeah. Are you excited for your B-Day?
Yeah, sure
so
I am.
A couple weeks away. What is it? What is today? The 6th? Oh, it's just over a week away.
I was going to say it's a week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow? That's ridiculous. What are you doing?
No, sorry. Not a week from tomorrow. A week from
Don't
Tuesday.
Don't fucking lie to me about your birthday, Thomas.
Sorry, I was just a little overexcited. I wanted it to be closer.
Oh, man. You got that health insurance? You're about to turn 26.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, good. That's important. Turns out, that's real important.
Yeah, crazy.
That's exciting. What are you doing? What are your plans for your birthday?
I have no idea.
Do you want to have a party?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, your birthday's on a Tuesday, so I'm probably not going to come visit.
No, that's what I was thinking.
But if you had it, like,
seemed unlikely.
The weekend before, maybe I could.
Well, weekend before, I'm not going to do because my cousin's getting married on Saturday. So,
on your pre-birthday weekend,
I know he's upstaging me.
How dare he? That's exciting. Do you remember, as children, were you there? Did you go to see The Tuxedo, the Jackie Chan movie?
You bet your ass I did. I think we went to that for Matt Reed's birthday
party. I
believe
it was Matt Reed's birthday party. And then we went to some Chinese restaurant afterwards, and I did not eat Chinese food at the time. So I was not sure what to do. I think I had some egg soup, though, because I did like that. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Egg soup? Anyway, not important. What is important is television. So, Thomas, I have a question for you. Did you watch Are You the One? Second Chances last night.
I sure did.
That's good. How are you feeling halfway through the season? Are you still as excited about it as you were when it started, or do you feel like it's kind of running dry?
I don't know if I would go that far, but probably more leaning towards losing interest than anything else.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was very into it when it was like, everybody's going to be stealing from everybody. And then it's like, oh no, we, like, a couple people stole from.
Yeah, nobody got eliminated this week. Like,
yeah. Come on, Karamo. I know this is the first time, but do better. Anyway. This week's episode was called Blind Choice. How do you feel about that episode title?
Yeah, whatever.
I feel the same way. So Tori and Morgan talk about the trust in their relationship. Devin wants them out. Everyone tells Morgan how much of a liar Tori is. I also don't know where that plot line is coming from. I guess because she, like, left him for his roommate, and that probably wasn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like an easy thing to try to prey on.
Yeah, I suppose. Cameron and Michaela talk about how well they've been doing, and then the event on NBC and Alicia seem to be growing in their relationship, and guess what? They end up boning.
Hey!
About fucking time. We've been waiting for years to see this happen. And it was full on. We saw the whole thing, start to finish.
I was rock hard.
Good.
It was great.
Just like the event on NBC. I was at the grocery store recently, and I heard somebody say the words, the event, like on the phone to somebody else, and my brain automatically went on NBC. It's been ingrained in my mind, that phrase.
There's an event happening.
On NBC. Tune on in NBC. This fall to see the event. A plane disappears, and then we
Who
forgot
is in
to
that
write,
show?
Probably Milo Ventimiglia. No, he was on Heroes.
Yes.
Was he in that?
I think he might have also been on that.
That dude has been on a lot of NBC shows in the last 10 years. Heroes, that show, and now This Is Us, Parenthood, but worse. That's their catchphrase.
Was he in The Slap? He seems like he would have been in The Slap.
I'm pretty sure he played like 80% of the roles on The Slap. Like anybody who wasn't a child was played by Milo Ventimiglia. Milo or Milo?
I think it's Milo.
Or, alternately, does it not matter?
I love, there's an E! Online story when I looked him up that's like, how Milo Ventimiglia got Sylvester Stallone on This Is Us. They were in a Rocky movie together. That's the whole thing.
What Rocky movie? Rocky Balboa?
Rocky Balboa,
that
yeah.
That sounds about right.
All right, let's
talk about...
see.
What?
I'm looking through Milo Ventimiglia's IMDb right now. Okay. I gotta know.
What shows he's
been
on?
He was in the event on NBC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Will you, even if he's not, will you look up who was on the event on NBC? Because I All am right. very curious. Because there was definitely some big name, or like Milo-level big name.
All right, so bad news, he was not in the event.
Okay.
Who? Oh, Jason Ritter was in that.
Jason Ritter?
Yeah, I
of
guess.
Parenthood and Gravity
of Parenthood
Falls?
And Gravity Falls fame.
Like one season of Girls, I want to say, but that season when I stopped watching because it turns out that show isn't good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Blair Underwood was in it.
That sounds right.
Sarah Romer.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember
who that is.
I
heard she gets around, though. She
American actress and model Sarah Romer starred as the love interest of Shia LaBeouf's character in the thriller Disturbia.
Mm, that's that movie written by Rihanna, right?
Yep. She was also in The Grudge 2, Fired Up, and Hachi, A Dog's Tale.
Good for her, I guess.
She was, however, there is a link to Milo Ventimiglia, I think, because I think they were both, yep, they're both in the show Chosen.
What is that? Is that a TNT show?
It is... Yeah, what network was this on?
I definitely remember a show called Chosen, but I do not
remember. A Crackle original series.
Oh. Okay, that's fine.
So she was in that, and she's also in the event on NBC.
Good. Speaking of the event.
She was also in Wrist Cutters, A Love Story, I guess.
Oh, that movie is fine. What was her name again?
Sarah Romer.
I remember watching that movie in high school and being like, this movie is amazing. And then watching it after high school and being like, this movie is amazing if you're in high school.
Yeah, that's a very in high school movie. It does have a good cast, though.
Yeah, Paul Dano or the other one who looks like Paul Dano.
It's Patrick Fugit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shannon Sossman.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Waits. John Hawkes is in it. Will Arnett's in it.
Will Arnett is in that? I guess.
Will
I
Arnett is in
that.
It.
Hmm. Good stuff. Good flick.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah,
Sarah
is.
Romer. You know what else Sarah Romer was in? The event on NBC.
Speaking of the event on NBC, he is a contestant on this season of Are You the One Second Chance?
Thank God. Thank God we got away from whatever this was.
It's called IMDb, the podcast. So this week's mission, they have to make a video about their relationship as if they're, like, in a seventh grade, like, speech and drama class.
This is for their, you know, multimedia class.
And then they show all the videos at a theater, like a legitimate movie theater, and then a bunch of locals vote on the winner.
I did like that they just had a bunch of Australians talking about their dumb videos that they made.
I love that Australian waiter who was like, hey, can I get you some water? Because I know you love when Australian people say water.
Yeah, he was like, hi, can I get you some water?
I don't understand why you love that so much.
I just something about it, man. When the plane crashed down over the water, it just is a very weird pronunciation of it.
Speaking of Australia, do you one day, one season, when we're not watching a current season of any show, want to watch Survivor Season 2, the Australian Outback? Fun fact,
Australian Survivor.
We could just watch Australian Survivor. It did just start, and I did watch the first 8 minutes of the first episode and was, like, incredibly into it. And I was like, I can't start watching this. Like, if I start watching this, I'm not going to be doing anything else. I am an American by blood. Not true. I am an American by location and historically. Right? Is that?
Yep.
Okay. So each team picks a location blindly. It's a blind choice of where the location is. Adam and Shanley have to go to the mechanic, and they ask the mechanic what he thinks of their idea, and he says, the whole thing seems, like, weird. I like this mechanic. I think the mechanic is the MVP of this episode.
Yep.
Cameron and McKenna.
Starring Ben Affleck. No, that's the accountant. The mechanic was the one that had Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. That movie that wasn't The Transporter or Crank or any of those other movies.
The Cranksporter.
The Cranksporter. That's the one. Cameron and Michaela go to the aquarium. Michaela is stressed out for the first time in the history of reality television, and she says that she didn't come here for the money. Can you believe that?
So she came there to make friends?
Seems that way. Oh, man. Remember when that was a thing? Remember when that was a thing in reality television? Where it was like, we've done the romance bachelor trope. What if everybody just wants to be friends? Like, the idea of being in a competition reality show and making friends are completely compatible. Like, you can't have one with the other. They are mutually exclusive, but I really want to see that show.
I mean, tell that to Tails. Tell that to Tails and Jay.
Oh, speaking of Tails and Jay, did I tell you I made a Survivor Best Friends simulation, and they were it was a blood versus water simulation, best friends, and Jay and Tails were contestants. Scott and Jason, Chase and Jason were on there.
Sure.
Michaela and Ceree were on there. Man, fun season. I don't remember who won. Ty and Caleb were on. Great stuff. Devin and Rashida go canoeing. Devin says he's pretty confident. Tori and Morgan go to a carnival and dress up Morgan like a robot.
I don't know why they thought that anyone would be interested in this.
Thomas, you have to remember, with carnivals, there's so many robots at every carnival.
Yeah, you can't go 10 feet without bumping into one.
It's just like, always, there's so many robots around every corner. They're like, hey, do you want to play this ring toss game? But the person you're talking to who's in charge of the ring toss game is a robot. It's incredible. There's so many
robots.
Yeah,
and you, like, you hear someone say it from behind you, and you're like, yeah, and then you turn around and you're like, oh,
it's a silver man. I've seen The Wizard of Oz, but this?
Who is this machine?
Micro Martin Sheen.
Who is this Martin Sheen? And he's like, it's me, Jed Bartlett. From that show that's aged very poorly.
So yeah, they decide that it would be funny for Morgan to be a robot. Should have seen that as a bad idea from the very start. The event on NBC and Alicia go to a place called Web Bridge, which they said, like, it was supposed to be something that we have heard of here in the States, but I have not. The only bridges I've heard of, Brooklyn Bridge, San Francisco Bridge, a covered bridge. That's all the bridges.
No, you're forgetting. You're from Michigan, and you're forgetting one, you idiot.
Mackinac Bridge. I'm from Michigan. I know how to pronounce Mackinac. Just kidding. Just for anybody listening who's not from Michigan, it's pronounced Mackinac. Just for the record, it's Mackinac, Mackinac Island, Mackinac Bridge. Longest.
It's also
bridge
really dumb because they there's two different spellings of it.
Yeah, but only one real W. One. There's only one real spelling of Mackinac. Okay, so don't fucking say that shit to me.
Eh, whatever.
Mackinac. Yeah, Mackinac, as if you live in Florida.
Please don't say Mackinac
Alabama
on my page.
It's Mackinac. It's not Mackinac. I need to stop saying that.
Please don't say Mackinac on my profile.
So they go to WebBridge and make a video about the event on NBC being a player, and then Alicia slapping him and him, like, learning a lesson, I guess.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah. Shanley thinks that they are going home, and then they show their videos to all the locals, and all the locals are like, these are great videos. This is my Australian accent, apparently.
I love the videos.
Third place goes to Adam and Shanley. Second is Devin and Rashida. And first place goes to Cameron and Michaela, who had not won first place in the past. This is the first time.
I think
first.
Someone said that it's like they were very chilled together.
Yeah, there was a really
very laid back.
There was a really funny part in their video where Cameron's like wandering around the aquarium. Also, the plot of their video is terrible. But he was like, "Man, I gotta find my perfect match. Are you my perfect match?" And he like looks up, and then there's like just a dumbfounded looking fish. That's some good editing. Good stuff, Cameron and Michaela. Last place goes to, what a surprise, the event on NBC and Alicia. Okay. And back in the house.
Also, Mike thought they were going to win.
Well, because they were so honest. I remember being so into Alicia on their season of Are You the One? And at this point, I am very bored by this team. They are the least interesting team left, I think.
Least interesting event on NBC I've seen since the event on NBC. Am I right?
Good one. It's a really good joke.
Most boring combo I've seen since Jason Ritter and Sarah Romer on the event on NBC.
Classic. When it comes to Jason Ritter combos, I prefer one Jason Ritter with one Kristen Schaal in a little show I call Gravity Falls. Everybody else calls it that too because that's the name of the show. It's a good show.
Also, I was going to mention the Parenthood thing, but that would require him to be paired with Sarah Braverman, the worst character.
Sarah Braverman was Sarah Ramos's character. Nope, it was Sarah Braverman was Lauren Graham's character.
That is correct.
Shit, I haven't watched that show in too long. I want that show to come back. Did you hear that NBC, man, Mr. NBC is like, we got to bring back all our hits. Like the West Wing,
yeah.
And ER, and
oh, if they ever, if they bring back the West Wing, ugh.
Yeah, who fucking cares about the West Wing anymore?
Imagine the West Wing in the current political climate is like some of the biggest bullshit I can possibly imagine.
And like the thing with the West Wing was like people always walking down hallways talking very quickly, neither of which the current administration does. They do not walk and they do not talk quickly.
I am imagining Trump doing walk and talks where it's just him talking fast but like just saying the same inane word salad he always does. Mm-hmm. Like just being like, look, and these are bad people, okay? They're not going to be good people. And I think the people are seeing this more and more, and it's becoming, and we're saying, wow, how did we ever do it with these people in the country? Like, it's just not just, yeah, if that was a show, I would absolutely watch it.
I wouldn't. I want to avoid that person at all costs, even in parody. I think, though, that NBC needs to bring back Parenthood, which they probably won't because it was not a super popular hit. I can't believe it lasted 6 seasons. But I know that Jason Kadams and all of the entire cast is like, hey, I'd be down to do another season. Sarah Ramos, I know she wants to do one.
They're going to bring back shows that were hits, but they're just going to put them in the Chicago universe, so they're just going to have Chicago in front of it. It's going to be like Chicago West Wing. Chicago Will and Grace. Chicago West Wing. Chicago Friends.
Chicago Just Joey.
Yep. Chicago Deal or No Deal.
I don't even know where Deal or No Deal was originally. Was it Vegas or New York or
something? I think it was in Vegas.
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds fucking stupid. Let's destroy television. Let's destroy every show on television that isn't Survivor or Are You the One or The Challenge. Or
who hosted Deal or No Deal again?
Are you kidding me?
It's Howie Mandel, right?
Yeah. Is that a real question? You didn't know that off the top of your head?
I couldn't remember his name for a second, and then I remembered his name. But anyway, yeah, it'll be hosted by Chicago Howie Mandel.
Which is just Howie Mandel, but he's holding a hot dog the entire time.
Yeah, he's got a Chicago-style hot dog. Which, there were a bunch of people in Chicago that I follow on Twitter because they were there for the DSA convention. And
Oh, that was in Chicago. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, some people were talking shit about the Chicago style hot dog.
Yeah, they were like, I only like ketchup and on a bun. No meat or veggies.
I don't even want a hot dog there. But like I seriously, like, if you like hot dogs and you do not like a Chicago style hot dog, I don't know what to tell you.
Here's a Chicago style hot dog for you. You got a bun. You put the hot dog on the bun, grill it, fry it. Probably not fry it. That's weird. Grill it. That's your only option. And then you put whatever you want on it. Maybe some onions. Maybe some jalapenos. Maybe some chili. Maybe some cheese. Maybe some ketchup or mustard or honey mustard.
No, this is not. This is not.
As long as you're eating the hot dog in Chicago, and also Chicago Howie Mandel is there. That's a Chicago style hot dog. If Howie Mandel,
Chicago Howie Mandel has to fist bump you before you eat it.
Chicago Howie Mandel isn't sitting at the picnic table on Clark Street with you, then it's not a real Chicago style hot dog.
It's not a real fucking Chicago. Not a real fucking Chicago hot dog.
Those are the prerequisites of a Chicago style hot dog. Doesn't matter what's on it. You could be eating a piece of chocolate cake. If Chicago Howie Mandel is sitting there next to you, it's a Chicago style hot dog. That's just the facts. Them's the breaks. Chicago Howie Mandel coming at your TV screen fall 2017 for Chicago Deal or No Deal.
Favorite actor, Chicago Howie Mandel. Favorite drink, O'Doul's.
So back in the house, Morgan is upset because, in his words, for once he gave up control on a mission and it didn't go well. They took fourth place. I don't know if that was obvious. Everyone is trying to convince Morgan to steal the money. And then Tori talks to Morgan about him and Devin always talking shit about her. Tori Deal. Before we get into the choice, though, I think we need to talk about some wildlife shots.
Alive. Ooh.
You ready to talk about some wildlife shots?
I'm ready for some Chicago wildlife shots.
So you're in Chicago and you're in the hot dog, but what's on that hot dog? Is it pork? Is it beef? Is it maybe a duck? One of the wildlife shots from this week on Are You the One Second Chances? Or maybe it's another type of bird, which we saw on The Challenge. Dirty 30. Or maybe it's made of blue land crab meat. Another wildlife shot from The Challenge, Dirty 30. Fun facts about the blue land crab. They range in size from 4 inches to 14 inches. And I know you're wondering, and yes, they are cannibalistic. They also require more than 60 molts, which is 3 times more than most other crabs. And yes, another question I know you're going to ask me, they are naturally shy, okay?
Sure.
So that's the blue land crab.
But are they secretive?
It's really hard to count of them because they are secretive and only exist at night or whatever the fucking barn owl was. All right, let's get into this choice. The choice. They vote in Tori and Morgan yet again. And Tori says, if anyone in the house is going to steal, it could be one of us. One of us. So that they vote, and Karamo tells them that this week is a episode title, Blind Choice, so they won't know how the other voted, which also means that nobody is eliminated, and then the episode just kind of ends.
Yeah, that was weird.
We also don't know what this means, so...
From their reactions, I think they both tried to steal, but...
When will we find out? Maybe never?
Probably never.
Probably. I mean, do you want to hear spoilers?
Sure.
Assuming the blind choice takes effect next week, they didn't both steal. They both chose to share, I assume. Unless their choice is negated, which is entirely possible. I don't know what the show is anymore. That's the end of that. What did you think of this week's The Choice of Are You the One Second Chances? I already forgot what the show is called. As you can tell, I am kind of tired of this show.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was whatever. I was disappointed.
Fair. I think the mission this week, probably the worst mission yet. I think The Choice, weird twist that doesn't make sense. Just crown a winner. I mean, we could just watch the last episode and be like, oh, hey, good job. But I don't think we're going to do that.
I mean, what, we've got 4 episodes left.
Yeah, do you want to just stick it out?
We could just watch, like, I zip through these really quick. I kind of skip around. We could just watch 2 per week.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's watch episodes 6 and 7, or 7 and 8. What episodes are we on?
We're on 7 and 8.
Okay, yeah, let's watch 7 and 8 next week, and then 9 and 10 the next week, and then we can just focus on the challenge, Dirty 30. Thomas, did you watch the challenge, Dirty 30, last night?
Oh, you bet I did.
This week's episode was called Pride Before the Fall. Fine episode title? I feel like that's a reference to something that I don't understand.
I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah. Jonald doesn't trust Camilla, who gives a fuck about either of those people.
Yeah, wow. That's about as uninteresting a combination you can put together for a storyline.
Yeah. So we go straight into the elimination that should have happened last week, but it didn't, because there's just so much that's packed into an episode. Here's the thing. Okay. So this show, before I was watching, my sister would watch it, and I would, like, catch tidbits of it every once in a while, and they always started with the elimination from the previous week, and I was so confused whenever I would watch, because I was like, what is happening right now? Like, why are they eliminating somebody? And she was like, it was from last week. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about your stupid reality shows, Colleen. But turns out, now I'm a big fan, and I don't think she watches anymore. Listen to the podcast, Colleen. It's my life's work. But then, with Rivals, I think, maybe they started earlier, but it would be like challenge, drama, nominations, and elimination. Like every show. Survivor, The Bachelor, Challenge. Every show would end with the elimination. And I was very into that formula. And now they're changing it up on me, and there are no rules anymore.
It's the right, like, I do not care for this either. They should really just have the eliminations in the episode. It's silly not to.
Yeah. I wonder how much of it has to do with, like, how much they pay somebody per episode to be on the show, and if they, like, edit it so that they're eliminated the following episode, they, like, have to pay them more. I don't know. It's probably something to do with that. Or they want people to tune in next week.
Which I think it's probably the latter.
So let's get into this elimination. This is the episode 3, and this is the first elimination of the season. Official elimination, rather. So each person up for elimination pulls up an X idol, and if it reveals another X, you are safe, but you are required to decide who the other person going into elimination is. I think this is a very good thing.
I do, too.
I think it's very fun. Dirty 30, you know what I mean? Dario pulls what is called the double cross and chooses Derek H. to go into elimination against Corey. So, fuck this entire season. Our two favorite people are immediately going to...
Man, if only someone could have predicted that this would happen.
Yeah. Veronica pulls the girls' double cross and chooses Brittany. So the elimination is to stand in a box and pull some balls that are lit on fire through a wall. You know, on paper, this show doesn't seem interesting at all.
No, it doesn't.
So they do that. Corey wins, and then Brittany wins. Good. Brittany won? Yeah, Brittany won. Against Brianna? Yeah.
Well, since this was the... wait. Yeah, because there wasn't, like, individual... There were only team wins, so I think we'll get points for that. But where are we sitting for points right now?
Oh, well, we'll get to points when we get to points. We've got to run through the whole season, or the whole episode first. Okay? So hold your horses, motherfucker. That seemed aggressive. I'm sorry.
I just think you're ducking me on this one because you don't like how things turned out.
We'll get to it when we get to it, all right? All right. Corey is excited because he is solely responsible for everyone who has gone home so far, which is not entirely accurate because also Jenna sent people home and also Veronica sent people home. But of all the boys, Corey is to blame. So good for him. Derek says that he would let loose if anyone flirted with Tori while he's not in the house, which seems to me like some foreshadowing.
That is probably going to happen.
Yeah. Tori then cries in the pool back in the house. Derek and Brianna end up in the redemption house and are very excited. Back in the house, though, the main house, Ammo teaches Leroy how to swim. I don't know if you realize this. Leroy, not great at swimming. It's been his downfall.
Sure, well, that's nice of...
For every season. It's like why he's never won a season. Because he doesn't know how to swim.
It's nice of Ammo to do that.
Yeah, I think so. Nicole believes that everyone thinks of her as a layup. Great stuff. All right. Some good stuff in the house. Then we get into the challenge this week. This challenge is called Battle Royale, which is also the name of a movie that I think we should watch at an off week.
And it's also half the name of what they call a quarter pounder in France.
They do indeed call that. So they have to grab 5 rings from the opposing team while running through a small hallway. There's a classic challenge from The Challenge. They break up into 2 teams of 10, but guess what? There's 22 people left, meaning 2 people are automatically up for elimination. Dario and Kayla are picked for captains. They alternate picks, so Dario picks Kara, CT, Tori, Hunter, Anissa, Corey, Marie, Leroy, and Veronica. Dario says about CT, he eats and breathes pasta. That's a pretty good quote,
yeah,
I think.
I think it kind of seemed like Dario just picked people based on how Italian he could be talking about them, because when he picked Cara Maria, he was like, Cara Maria!
That's exactly it. That's his entire strategy. The challenge 30. Who's the most Italian?
CT eats and breathes pasta.
Kayla picks Donkey Kong, Camilla, Jonald, Jenna, Jordan, Brittany, Nelson, Jemmy, and Tony, leaving Ammo and Nicole in the loser's pool automatically. Kayla's strategy was to get smaller people who could like run through more easily. And Dario's strategy was to pick bigger people to like power through people, which in a size-based competition seems like the better strategy, right? Like, I understand where Kayla's coming from, but I mean, if you're...
Yeah, I mean, I think probably ideally you would want to have a balance. I think it's kind of silly to go either way, because you can have, like, I think you can recognize the importance of having more agile guys, but you still need to have, like, some bodies to, you know, clog up the middle and then have some guys jump over them.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's good to have big people to power through people, such as CT,
yeah,
who compares himself to a diesel
engine.
You
gotta have
train.
Some large adult sons to go in there.
Yes, absolutely. So Dario's team wins for the guys round. Jonald is very upset that they lost, because his strategy was to, like...
Not lose.
Like... Yeah, his strategy was to not lose, and it didn't work out for him. He thought that it would be a good idea, like, if someone was running at you to, like, go up to the side of the hallway and, like, let them pass so you don't get hit.
The problem with that is that then they also just get right through.
They just get through, yeah. And you have to, like, stop and then speed up again. Whereas the other person just sprints through with no interruption.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well.
The bad strategy, Donald. For the girls' round, it's 4-4. It comes down to Brittany and Veronica, who you might remember from the elimination. Veronica sent in Brittany, and Brittany won, so now they've got it out for each other. Classic challenge beef, these two. They meet in the middle and start wailing on each other. They eventually break and race to their poles.
Their beef meets in the middle, just like a royale with cheese.
Exactly. They place their rings on their poles, and both teams assume that they've won. They have to check the tapes, and it came down to 6/100ths of a second, and Dario's team wins.
That's pretty crazy. This was one of the crazier finishes I've ever seen.
And then on my notes, it says end of episode. Was that the end of the episode?
Wasn't,
they didn't nominate anyone.
No, they didn't. Yeah, I guess this was, wasn't it?
What are you fucking doing, show? Well, anyway. Yeah, let's get into points. That came quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect that to happen. Thomas, you correctly predicted Derek H. to be eliminated. You predicted CT and Kara would win. You predicted that Nicole and Ammo would lose. So you're up to 9 points.
How many points do you have, Jake?
Well, I mean, it is definitely less than that. I correctly predicted that Tori would win and that Donald would lose, so I'm holding strong at 3 points. I'm not complaining. It's not negative points, which it could be.
Yeah, you didn't shoot yourself in the foot this time for the first week.
You know what? I'm like a diesel engine train. You know, I
start slow, but once it's going, it runs real well.
Once I get going, it's real good. Yeah. Okay. So let's predict some things for the next week. What's the next thing to happen? Somebody gets voted in. Who do you think will be voted in for the guys?
So they have to be voted in from the, do they have to be voted in from the blue team?
From the losing team, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Man, this season is like, there's a lot of moving parts, and it's confusing all around. Who do you think is going in to the elimination? Do you think it will be Ammo? Dario? No, Dario picked the winning team. Dario, I don't remember who was on what team, so just guess randomly.
I think that Tony will be in the elimination.
Was he on the losing team?
He was.
Okay, I'm going to think that, hey, now's our chance to vote in Jonald, and I'm ready to see that happen. So maybe he'll be emasculated and will never come back to this fucking show. I'm so tired of seeing his face. The challenge Facebook page posted this video today that was like, it's been 1 year since Jonald stole all that money from Sarah.
Like, why would you remind me of this?
So I was like, oh man, classic memories. And I started watching it in like 30 seconds and I was like, no, this is just putting me in a really bad mood. So I stopped watching it. And then I read the comments, and people are still upset about that. Also, can you believe that was a whole year ago?
Crazy.
Man, oh man, that's craziness. Who of the girls' side is going to be voted into the shit?
I think that Jemmy will be.
Yeah. She's fine. I don't have anything against her, but, you know, I don't think she's super fun. Who is on the losing team? Veronica? Was she on the losing team?
No, Veronica was on the winning team. Wasn't Brittany on the losing team?
Sure, let's say Brittany then. I'll say Brittany. I hope you're not lying to me. So who do you think will end up being eliminated?
I think that Nicole will be eliminated.
Nicole, I think, I guess Brittany again.
And I think that Ammo will be eliminated.
I'm going to also say Ammo. I like him, but, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in him at this point. Okay, who shall win the next challenge? Who's going to be on the winner's team?
I'm going to say my man Corey.
I'm going to say my man Leroy. It's going to be a triathlon. First part of the triathlon, swim in 1 mile. Second part of the triathlon, swim in 2 miles. Third part of the triathlon, trivia. Who for the girls is going to win the whole challenge this next week?
I'm going to go with Anissa.
Good choice. I'm going to say Kayla. Who will be a loser? It's hard to tell who is where in this game.
Yeah, it's loser. I will say I will say Derek
Donkey Kong. All right, I'm gonna say Hunter, and for the girls I'm gonna say Marie.
For the girls, I am going to say Veronica.
All right. I think that's all the predictions. Do you have any other predictions you want to make?
I think...
Who's going to be kissing faces?
I think that Tony is going to be kicked off in this next episode.
He does get drunk. He does get very drunk in the preview. Tony... It's going to be kicked off. That would be awful. I hate when people get kicked off the show. I think that Tony and Ammo are going to get into it. They're going to have a little beef.
Sure.
All right. This will be a fun episode. Host of the challenge Dirty 30 is TJ Lavin, a person we want to see on Survivor. So use that hashtag TJ on Survivor. Tag him in all your tweets, even the ones about how you want to go to sleep. Right? That's what people tweet about.
I'm sleep. I'm sleep, though. Hashtag TJ on Survivor.
You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. Tweet at me. Ideas you have for Survivor.
Tweet pictures of you sleeping at us.
Please, that's what we want to see. You can tweet it at me specifically. Jake Scheidel is my name.
Mine's at Tom Not Tom.
Okay. Facebook, you know the shit. You have an email, didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. Email us, sign it your pal Jeff Probst. And shoot us a review in iTunes. And then, man, I built the logo for Survival Triple H. Survival Triple H, that's what it's called now. And man, it's good. I'm excited to spring it on all these people. September 27th, that's happening.
Yep.
New season.
Hey.
And I'm so excited,
you know,
to get that over with.
I mean, I've got another good idea for a season of The Challenge. After,
feel like I know
after they've had, because they're doing Survivor Dirty 30 this week. How about, or not Survivor, I mean The Challenge Dirty 30. How about,
yep, that's the one.
How about The Challenge 31, Dirty Jobs, hosted by...
There we go. That's it.
But
that's
the here's the twist. TJ Levin kills when takes over his host.
Like halfway through.
Yeah, he's shit. Like, hey, you took my show. And is like, oh my god. I was like, look, when you agree to host The Challenge, you agree. It's not a democracy. You agree to the rules.
uh, I don't want to see that. TJ Lavin will host this show until he's dead, which hopefully will not be for a very long time. I hope the show goes on forever, but man, it looks like, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to bring back the Real World.
Really?
So they're I haven't heard anything about it in a long time.
I have a hard time believing they wouldn't bring it back.
Yeah, they just got to figure out a way to make it popular again. Here's my idea for Real World. One, make a more easily pronounceable show title. Two, Real World 34, or whatever season they're on. Back to basics. Make it, again, all about different people coming together and cultures clashing. Instead of, like, seven party people, and one of them is gay, and one of them is black. Oh, hey, whoa, crazy. It's like, I don't know. I feel like it could be a very good show if the right people were behind it. So hire me. My resume's on whatever website it's on. You know the one. LinkedIn? That's the one.
Look up Jake on ZipRecruiter.
Yeah. You'll get my resume in 24 hours. ZipRecruiter now hosts... ZipRecruiter now hosts this show.
Yeah, and then enter promo code Blue Apron for ZipRecruiter. Audible, Blue Audible.com, LegalZoom, MeUndies. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you, MeUndies also sponsors this podcast. If you want on MeUndies, you got to use our promo code ZipRecruiter. Gets you 25% off all underwear in existence. Hanes, MeUndies.
That's it.
Victoria's
Secret. Those are the only ones.
Those are the
that's
only,
the only underwear.
Underwear stores. But you can get 25% off of them if you use our promo code, ZipRecruiter.
More like Fruit of the Whom, because I don't know what that is.
That's right. You can use our promo code, Fruit of the Whom, on blueapron.com to get yourself 16 weeks free of free food for 16 weeks. I think that's the show.
I think so.
All right, well, you know, Thomas, it's almost your birthday, which I believe happened in the summertime, so I gotta say to you, have a great summer.
Deuces.
I love to play Cook Islands, you know, the race-based season.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, so what, who, like, obviously there's the obvious, like, black contestants and, like, Hispanic contestants and Asian contestants. And then there's an entry for each of those in the Survivor Wiki. You know what there's not an entry for in the Survivor Wiki? White contestants, because it's like 99% of them.
You don't need to. There's so many.
There's like three pages on the Survivor Wiki of like 10, 8 or 10 people each for the Hispanic contestants. Ugh, not great. Not great at diversity. Survivor. Look,
you know, I mean, if they were better at the game, it's look, facts don't care about your feelings, and it's just, you know, the most qualified contestants are getting picked.
Honestly, I think we should start an investigation into white contestants who haven't been placed on Survivor because of there being a white person.
Yep. Yeah, you're not thinking of all the spots they're not getting.
Yeah. Because, yeah, sure, like, maybe they are 17 of 18 people in any given season, but what about that 18th spot? Probably just because there was a person of color that got on that. Just because of that. Like, could have been the next Colby Donaldson, for all we know, but no. Had to throw in that black guy from YouTube.
Feel like the, you know, Richard Hatch, you know, didn't get another one, because just had to have, you know, POC.
Yeah, just gotta have one.